KP Sharma Oli took oath as new Prime Minister of Nepal today along with 21 ministers from four parties in the freshly brewed alliance. President Ramchandra Podel administered the oath of office and secrecy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mr. KP Sharma Oli on his appointment as Prime Minister of Nepal. In his message, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to working closely to further strengthen the deep bonds of friendship between India and Nepal and to further expand the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar congratulated Arzu Rana Deoba on her appointment as the Foreign Minister of Nepal. In his message, Dr. Jaishankar said he is looking forward to working with her to enhance India and Nepal's multifaceted partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake an official two-day visit to Mauritius from tomorrow. During the visit, the minister will call on Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jagannath, and will hold bilateral meetings with other senior ministers of Mauritius. He will also engage with other prominent Mauritian leaders. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, this visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to comprehensively take stock of various facets of the bilateral relationship. The ministry said the visit underscores the importance of the India-Mauritius relationship and is a reflection of India's Neighbourhood First Policy, Vision Sagar, and commitment to the Global South. It also reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to strengthen the multidimensional bilateral relationship and deepen close people-to-people ties. India today released the first installment of $2.5 million to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency UNRWA for Palestine refugees for the year 2024-25. India's permanent mission at UN in a ex-post said today that India has pledged to contribute $5 million to support the UN agency's core programs and services. This includes healthcare, education, relief and social services provided to the Palestinian refugees. It said over the years, in its endeavor to support the Palestinian refugees and their welfare, India has provided financial support to the tune of $35 million till 2023-24 for the UN agency's core programs and services provided to Palestinian refugees. During the recent UNRWA pledging conference held in New York, India announced that in addition to financial assistance, it will provide medicines to UNRWA based on the agency's specific request and reiterated its call for a safe, timely and sustained supply of humanitarian assistance to the people of Palestine. The Supreme Court today issued notice on a fresh batch of petitions filed by the National Testing Agency NTA seeking the transfer of pleas pending before the Rajasthan High Court related to the alleged NEET UG paper leak to the Apex Court. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra issued the notice to the petitioners before the Rajasthan High Court and tagged the transfer petitions with the already pending matters in the issue. However, the bench refused to pass a formal order staying the proceedings pending before the Rajasthan High Court. India's Kharif crop sowing has crossed 575 lakh hectares as on today. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare in its data said that over 62 lakh hectare under pulses cultivation was reported compared to around 50 lakh hectare during the corresponding period of last year. Oil seeds cultivation reported over 140 lakh hectare, that was over 115 lakh hectare during the corresponding period of last year. The ministry said paddy crop area sown increased to over 115 lakh hectare, that was over 95 lakh hectare in previous year duration. India Meteorological Department has forecasted extremely heavy rainfall over entire western coast and Gujarat region tomorrow, and that is the